As the days on the calendar fly by faster and faster in the new year, someone is getting closer to being $5,000 richer. That is, if that someone has a freeze or no freeze ticket, depending on whether the Kenai River is frozen in February or not. With the cold weather, you're probably thinking, well, of course it's going to be freeze. Well, I hope you have a freeze ticket. But remember, this is the Kenai Peninsula, and the Kenai River has been known to freeze and then thaw and then freeze again. So I'm talking with Lindsay White because, Lindsay, people are just hearing about this Kenai River Classic for the first time. Some people are excited, but a lot of people are kind of confused and don't know whether what's really going on. But tickets have to be purchased by the end of this month, right?
Correct. Tickets have to be purchased by January 31st, and then we're going to see if the river is frozen on February 17th. And depending on if it's frozen or not, we'll draw the winner of $5,000.
Okay, and looking forward to next year, and the reason this is supposed to be run similarly to the Nenana Ice Classic, but it can't be similar because Nenana always freezes, you know, and the Kenai River doesn't. So we went through a whole period of changing and being able to have the first ever is the body of river water going to freeze or no freeze contest in the whole state. So it is kind of brand new. But let's say it's frozen and we can deploy a tripod. What's going to happen?
So if we can deploy a tripod, we'll move from the Kenai River freeze or no freeze to the Kenai River Ice Classic, where we can deploy a tripod on the Kenai River. You'll be able to see it from the bridge in Soldotna. And then we will be testing out our device apparatus to make sure it works again this year. And we will move forward planning for live ticket sales.
Okay, so we'll be able to, this summer, visitors and so forth, we'll be able to take a guess on when that movement of ice is going to happen and buy tickets. Is that right?
Correct. That's the plan, is to be able to have ticket sales live this summer. So that way, if you're coming up from the lower 48, you're down on the Kenai Peninsula from anywhere in the state of Alaska, you can purchase your tickets so you have your bet ready for next year.
So let's say in July, I bet March 13th at 3 p.m. And then next year, the river doesn't freeze.
Then part of it is, this is a fundraiser for the Kenai and Soldotna Rotary Club. So if it doesn't freeze, then we thank you for your donation. It is a great opportunity to support the local and international projects that we do. The good thing about the Kenai River Classic, though, is all the money raised will be spent to help promote the Kenai River. So one of our projects locally is the Handicap Accessible Rotary Park. It's a fishing access, and then we can do a lot there with the money raised.
And some of the other projects, Rotary has been doing so much over the last 40, it was 1979, so I won't do the math. I think it's at least 45 years, hasn't it, Lindsay?
Yeah, I would believe so. 1979 is when our club was April 16th, I believe. 1979 was when the Soldotna Club was created.
And we could talk for the next hour about life-changing things that Rotary has brought to our local community, from not only Rotarian members, but from foreign exchange students, from host families that have brought those students into their homes and had their lives changed. So basically, you're giving $5 to a good cause, and you're getting a chance to be $5,000 richer. And next summer, who would have a visitor who wouldn't want to take a chance on a very big pot, which will be happening next year?
Yes, correct. And so for the Kenai River Freeze or No Freeze Classic, like I said before, tickets are on sale through January 31st. You can get them from any Kenai or Soldotna Rotarian. Or if you would like, you can stop by Sweeney's Frames and Things. They both have tickets live for sale there as well.
If you bump into me, I even have some tickets I will sell you. Okay, it's going to be exciting. We will be covering it every step of the way. We'll be talking to the winner at the Frozen River Festival, and we will be looking forward to next year and the Kenai River Ice Classic. Lindsay, thank you. I know you've put a huge amount of work and time into this, bringing it to our community, but it's going to improve all our quality of life. So congratulations, and thank you to all the Rotarians for doing this. I'm Earl Sikorsky, returning you to that freeze or no freeze sound of KSRM.